You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
No, I'm sorry, guys. That's just me with them tater chips. Let it rip, tater chip. Delicious. Just delicious. Why do I got tater chips? Well, I don't have popcorn. I don't eat buttered popcorn anymore, so I had to eat some Frito-Lay tater chips. Yeah, the light, fluffy ones. Whatever, something like that. The Cheeto ones? I don't know. Whatever. Who cares, right? The fact of the matter is, I'm just watching this whole Trump impeachment unfold. And boy, I would be sweating bullets if I was anyone that's associated with Trump right now. And that whole impeachment process. Mitch McConnell's in on it. Nancy Pelosi's in on it. Chuck Schumer's in. I mean, everybody is in on the dang thing. And what we have here is a failure to communicate. They're not telling you and I the truth. I mean, I already know the magician's secrets. So I'm just like, ah. You pulled the, you know what I mean? Like, I'm calling all their shots here. I know exactly what they're doing here. So I'm going to break it down for you real quick. Basically, Trump had them start an impeachment process. And now, okay, just to be on the safe side, this is my opinion based on hard evidence and facts, based on what I know and all my experience in politics. I just want to throw that out there before I get into this and they're, oh, this is an opinion article, like whatever, okay, right? I'm just trying to open your eyes to the possibility of what might really be going on based on what I know and all the facts. Okay, so I'm going to put all the puzzle pieces together for you, especially for people who are like, man, forget this. Oh, this is malarkey. I'll tell you why it's BS and why it's garbage. Okay. What I witnessed was Donald Trump's son. It was the brown-headed one. Not the cigar-chewing one. Not Junior, but I think it was Eric. And he was all like, you want to keep this going, Pelosi? Look at how much I netted for your drama. You want to keep it up? We can keep this going. That's exactly what he wants to do. That was his way of saying, look at how much we just made with all of this. And unfortunately, this comes at the price of Adam Schiff's head. He's getting the blame for all of this. And I kind of feel sorry for the guy. Because now this is where it's purely opinion, because I don't know for a fact yet or not. But I feel like, how do I put this? I'm sorry. I've got to really carefully put this together for you guys. I want to say this right the first time. I believe that Adam Schiff was a patsy for this whole thing, and he didn't even know it. I think that he got stabbed in the back thinking that he had hard evidence and all this and this and that, whenever everybody, like, the joke's on Adam Schiff, basically. And that's why I feel sorry for the guy. I'm not trying to defend him, and I'm not trying to knock him down, but I will say that I feel sorry for the guy, if that's true. Now, the reason I say this is because they netted millions of dollars. I think it was like 15 million. I don't even remember. It was a lot of money. I'm baffled. Because I'm looking at my campaign versus their campaign, and they're making that overnight, over drama, over reality TV. Look at how this all looks to me, a presidential candidate. Look at how this all looks to me. Because I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, right, okay, right. Like, first you're gonna tell me that McConnell's gonna basically set this all aside, right? Oh, I'm not gonna impeach anybody. This is BS. This is garbage, right? Like, as if he wasn't in on it. And then also, there's no proof. There is absolutely no evidence based on what Pelosi submitted. So you're going to tell me that Pelosi is an, like, okay, like, yes, I know she's an absolute moron, but you're going to tell me she is so stupid in her old age that she's just going to submit a nothing burger, just like they did with the Trump-Russian collusion crap that got everybody on Trump's side for the most part that was on the fence. Like, are you guys kind of, are you realizing, like, where this is going? Like, where this is headed? Like, where I'm going with this? Because there has been nothing on top of nothing on top of nothing on top of nothing submitted about Trump. And like they said on Saturday Night Live, nothing's going to happen. Ain't nothing going to happen. He'll get reelected. Ain't nothing going to happen. And nothing is going to happen because there is nothing there. They're trying to tell you. That's them trying to tell you straight up. Nothing is going to happen because there is nothing about nothing being done about everything about nothing. Does that make sense? I hope I didn't lose you there. But there's nothing to go on, so there's nothing to convict. So nothing will happen about everything that's going on about the whole big nothing burger being served. Does that make sense? But they are making it all about Adam Schiff and this anonymous whistleblower or whatever, right? The whistle leaker. Yeah, okay. All right, sure. Like, I honestly, I would like to know how this is all Adam Schiff's fault. Because as far as I look at, like, as far as I see it, it all comes down to Pelosi. Like, all the names I just named. That whole crew. Because in the last episode, we talked about how Trump was a do-nothing Democrat. And in this episode, we're talking about how he sided with the Democrats to do nothing about Democrats. About abortion, about this and about that. But, oh, Trump comes in and saves the day. Oh, I'm the big winner, you guys. I'm the hero. I'm Mr. Hero Man. And I got me a hero sandwich. I got a superhero sandwich. So that's like two sandwiches, dog. And guess what? I'm here to save the day. Like, how many times can you come through and unnaturally be a hero? Like, every time something comes up, you're magically the hero in the situation? It doesn't work that way, folks. It doesn't work that way, people. Hello? How many of you are still, like, riding the Trump train? And now I want you to know, I'm going to mention to you that Trump train is you. You're getting ridden. Like, how do I say that? Like, the most clean way to say that. You know what a gangbang thing is? You know that kind of train? Yeah. You're having the train ran on you, the consumer. We the people, the voter, they are just coming along and taking their sweet time and turns, just having it out on you and your caboose. They are riding you hard. You're the tracks on that train, people. All across the country, you are all the tracks on the Trump train. And some of you will say, oh, I'm glad to be the tracks on the Trump train. Really? Are you glad to be the tracks on a gangbang train? Because that's what they're doing to you. There's no other way to put it. I'm sorry. I tried to keep this as clean as possible. But they are running a train on you. And that's sad, bro. That's sad. I used to be part of the tracks. I have chosen to remove myself from the ground, pick myself back up, and dust myself off and say, you know what? I'm not having a train ridden on me. No thanks. No thank you, Trump. No thanks. So that's my suggestion of what you should do for yourself. Wake up and smell the flowers. Smell the coffee. It's being made, bruh. The Java is being made. It's here in your face. And you want to be a Trump train track? I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm not going to allow that to happen no more. Why do you think I do these podcasts, bro? I mean, I've been hip. I'm just going to be honest with you. I've been hip to the fact the whole time, but it was better than Hillary. Anything is better than Hillary's politics. And, like, I often question, like, what is the reality behind Hillary Clinton? Were those emails planted there? Like, I don't think so. Like, she would not have deleted 33,000 emails. And you notice that number 33 there? You know what the 33 is, right? Put 1 3 behind the other, and it's just going back and forth. Yeah. Yeah, I hope you get that picture, because I'm not going to describe that any more than that. Once you reach that 33rd degree, you are a Freemason. Is that like being a free agent? Speaking of Freemasonry, you guys are crack people. You're garbage. You're all garbage. I say that with mass conviction. Pun intended. Pun and frickin' intended. You know, there are people that are praying against you. I just want that to be very clear. All your seances and all your fake garbage devil worshiping, Luciferian worshiping crap, that's nothing compared to the power of God. Real God, not this Luciferian crap. Lucifer's pizza, garbage. Big devil on the side of the building. Yeah, great place to take your kids. Wonderful. It's so wonderful. Yeah, okay, whatever. Right. Right. You guys are child sacrificing crap people. And you're proud to be it. That is so sad. It's sad and pathetic. You'd rather be about that than be about prosperity and life. You'd rather be about sacrifice and death. And oh, and you're so cool because you're so antisocial and you're so anti-Christ and anti-Christian and anti-Bible. Oh, you're so cool, right? Get a freaking life. I'm absolutely tired. So tired of this crap. It's funny how cool you think you are. Oh, I'm so cool. I'm gonna call this dude's mom, and then I'm gonna say this. Why don't you go blow your brains out, bro? For real, dude. You serve no purpose in life. You serve absolutely no purpose in life. You do nothing all day except for human traffic. That's sick. You are a sick, sad individual. Blow your brains out. Lift your head up high and blow your brains out. Pow! Bye. See ya. I won't miss you when you're gone, and neither will the rest of the world who does not want to deal with your crap.